Well, good morning, folks. It's your buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of the little cabin, as I usually do, unless I'm out gallivanting around somewhere, but drinking a little coffee, listening to Western Swing and other things. And what do you say we take a few minutes and talk about the outdoors, and then we'll go right back and keep our feet pat and listen to that good music here in just a little bit. You know, last week, if you remember in last week's show, we talked about making ham at home from wild pork or domestic pork, how easy the process is. And by the way, these shows are archived, hppr.org. You can go there and click on features, and if you want to, you know, maybe you don't remember some of the stuff that we talked about on this ham curing, but all the shows have from way back are archived right there. So you can definitely go there and listen to it again if you missed anything. But I kind of stumbled onto a recipe just before the opener of dove season that I wish I would have known about 40 years ago or longer. It's a method of grilling dove breast that far exceeds anything I've ever done. You know, the old method of taking your dove breast, putting a sliver of jalapeno pepper on it, wrapping it with fatty bacon, and grilling it. Nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, I've eaten a million dove breasts cooked that way, and I bet a bunch of you folks have also. But I found a better way, for me at least. And it uses Hatch chili peppers. Now, you can also use poblano peppers, chilies, you know, or Anaheim, whatever you've got readily available at the nearest store. But you need a long green chili pepper. We're not talking about bell peppers, and we're not talking about jalapenos. You need a chili pepper. And right now, it just so happens that Hatch chili peppers are in season, and they are really good. But you can use a poblano or Anaheim also for this. And basically what it is, a stuffed pepper. Now, I had it, we were at dove camp the day before. I didn't have any dove. I've eaten them all up from last year. But I did have some wild pork loin. So here's the way we did it. And, you know, we also later, when we shot some doves, we cooked some like that with dove meat. Just filleted the breast halves out on the dove and had boneless dove to stuff in the pepper. But what I did, I took the Hatch chili pepper and try to find the ones, buy the ones that are more rounded if you can. You probably wouldn't want a flat chili pepper. You want a round, longer ones or work better. So just start at the stem and just make one slit all the way down that chili pepper. And there's just a little bit of seed in there, not many. You can use your thumb and remove that seed. And then put a sliver of, I use some sharp cheddar cheese, a sliver of cheese about the length of the pepper. Most of them are about 5 or 6 inches long, I guess. Put that cheese in there, and then put on the other, right on the other half of the pepper, inside, of course, go ahead and put your dove breast, filleted dove breast, all the way down. You might be able to put, in one pepper, you could probably put four filleted dove breast pieces in there. And then basically I put a little chopped onion in there also. That could be if you like onion or not. And then of course I sprinkled a little garlic powder in there, not a whole lot, just a little inside that pepper. And then here's what really made it good. I closed it too and wrapped it. Each pepper, it took two strips of fatty bacon, cheapest bacon you can get. Wrap it with bacon, secure that bacon and with toothpicks. I put about three toothpicks in each chili pepper. Put them over the coals for about probably 15, 20 minutes, so in direct heat until the meat got done inside. And you could cook the meat outside and then put it in the peppers if you so desired. But I'm going to tell you, that's a recipe for dove that, or any kind of game meat that I think you're really going to enjoy. Well, we're about out of time. What do you say we get back to Western Swing and other things? Here's some more good music.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.